Cincinnati Council could vote next week on a plan to fund the $17 million of work needed to stabilize land along Columbia Parkway and keep it from sliding. There are three competing proposals for how to do that. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jay Hanselman. Councilmember Chris Seelbach says he believes they should consider reserve or emergency funds.
It frustrates me that we're not considering more options that would have less impact on current capital needs, especially when those options are for emergencies like just like this.
Councilmember Greg Landsman says the group needs to vote next week on Columbia Parkway.
I think the people would prefer that we vote in a manner in which you all are allowed, or the administration is allowed, to get the RFPs out, select partners, and get the work done as soon as humanly possible. And so I hope we're able to get all of this resolved by Monday so that we can vote on it.
One funding plan would delay building a new District 5 police headquarters and diverting that money to Columbia Parkway. The other two would have the city issue more bonds or debt to finance the work. Those would be repaid with money from property tax revenues or money from the Cincinnati Southern Railway lease. But city administrators say that could threaten future capital projects and cause a problem with the city's borrowing limits. Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.